In this lesson, we discuss the intricacies and evolution of Masonic degrees, focusing particularly on the Royal Arch. The Royal Arch is often referred to as the Rainbow of Promise in Freemasonry, symbolizing the recovery of that which was lost. Understanding its historical context and development is essential for grasping the full narrative of Masonic tradition. Dr. Oliver, a significant Masonic historian, posits that the True Master's Word, initially part of the third degree, was later transferred to the Royal Arch. This shift necessitated the creation of a fourth degree, which serves to complete the story introduced in the Master's degree. The Royal Arch is not a higher degree but rather the completion of the symbolic journey started in the earlier degrees. In 1813, with the union of the Moderns and Ancients Grand Lodges of England, the Royal Arch was formally incorporated into what constitutes ancient craft masonry. This unification and the subsequent definition emphasize the importance of the Royal Arch as integral to a Master Mason's full understanding of Masonic teachings. The lesson will also explore the development and significance of other associated degrees, such as the Mark Master, Past Master, and Most Excellent Master. Each of these degrees adds depth and meaning to the overarching narrative of Freemasonry, contributing to its rich tapestry of symbolism and allegory. By the end of this lesson, you will appreciate the Royal Arch as more than just a degree. It is the culmination of a Masonic journey, illuminating the path from loss to recovery and from darkness to light. This lesson aims to provide a profound understanding of why the Royal Arch is described as the summit of Masonic excellence, embodying the promise and fulfillment of the craft's teachings.